This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Our series, Artisans of Michigan, takes us to Plymouth this time. We're at Planet Marimba, the workshop of Matt Kazmierski. It's actually the garage at his home. Right now he's working on a practice marimba, which basically is a scaled-back marimba, no resonator, which makes it quieter.
My friend's mom gave me their old marimba, and I did the same thing. I took the resonators off, and it worked fantastically. My neighbors didn't complain, and I got to practice as much as I wanted.
The real trick to making a marimba is making wood bars that are in tune when you strike them, and it's not easy.
And so every bar you make, you kind of know what you're getting into, and sometimes they agree with you, and sometimes you just have to keep on remaking bars and remaking bars.
Sure. I mean, you're dealing with an organic material. It's going to be a little imprecise, it sounds like.
It's very imprecise, usually.
Each piece of wood has its own character. As Kazmierski gets closer to the size and shape he needs, he uses his ear and a scope to test what he needs to do to get the sound he needs. So he strikes the wood.
Like that. And then you have this harmonic, which is two octaves above. And then you've got a third and an octave above that, which should be somewhere around there. So this one's kind of flat right now. So I would have to tune it right here and there.
So everybody understands, he just hit the same piece of wood with three different kinds of mallets and different places on the wood. And the only way you can tune it is to actually remove material, sand it.
Yes, and once you go too far, it becomes firewood.
And that wood is not cheap. A great deal of the price of a marimba are the materials. Maybe $3,000 of a $7,000 marimba.
Right, so this same bar is probably 30 cents lower than a D. And so the fundamental is now 50 cents flat. The first harmonic is 35 cents flat. And then that third is 50 cents flat. So I got to take that second harmonic down without messing up the other two.
This is as much art as it is mechanics and, of course, experience. When I visited, he was making his 63rd marimba.
So now they're all exactly D minus 50.
And they're not all the same. Marimba players sometimes ask for extremes, such as a marimba which goes two octaves lower than is typical. Kazmierski does all the labor himself. He's a band director at a middle school, so he builds these instruments on weekends and summers.
It's a theme song I hear on some NPR program. I forget which one it is.
You can imagine big manufacturers don't have a lot of money after materials and paying skilled workers.
Probably a very narrow margin of profit when you're making lots of marimbas. And we don't know how much rosewood is left. It's a market that's going to kick us in the butt pretty soon.
Now, does that bother you that your wood's from a rainforest?
Yeah. And that more and more I'm making marimbas out of alternative materials.
Such as?
Padauk. And I've also experimented with other native woods, like sassafras works pretty good. Osage orange works all right. But if you want a high-quality marimba, you have to use Honduran rosewood. There is no alternative. And so I'm making one rosewood marimba this year, and the other ones are Padauk. And the rosewood that I'm using was actually taken off of, most of it was taken off of an older instrument.
There are not a lot of people making marimbas in the U.S. Kazmierski has trained a few people, and one of them is now making marimbas in another state. Matt Kazmierski of Planet Marimba, another artisan of Michigan making magic in his garage. We found today's artisan through the Michigan Traditional Arts Program of the Michigan State University Museum. Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.